advancing pleasure. This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
You know, it's Monday. I was going to be all fired up. Daddy's gone. Let's just say that. You know, amazingly enough, not very many people turned the radio. I was just listening. So Daddy is gone. But now the Royals, you know, the chance to go 1-0. The Braves go 1-0. They both could have been 1-0. But no, the Royals stay, well, not below 500 for another day. Because today's Royals opener at the White Sox, which was coming your way at 1 o'clock, called off because of the weather. They're going to try and play tomorrow. Wow. 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 You had some special alone time this weekend, didn't you, Darren?
I did.
There is a lot to talk about on the show today. We're going to try and cover the bases. It's very local today, but we also have the national championship. I also want to, people are different, and especially as I welcome in our guest host for today, Todd Gatula from the Kearney Hub. What time do newspaper guys get up?
Depends on department.
Well, see, yeah, that's exactly the guys that are putting the paper together, especially in the sports where you were, and now just depending on what the story is in the business world, you probably have a little more normal hours than most.
Late nights, early mornings.
Yeah, and so in the morning we're up, we're seeing what's going on. We've already seen a lot of TV, we've read a lot of internet, we've looked at the paper, we've listened to the radio. We already kind of got a good grasp by 11 o'clock. A lot of people might just kind of be getting up and getting going. Today, officially, is opening day for Major League Baseball. The poll question on the national ESPN site today, and I want to get this out of the way because it's preposterous. It's insane. If more than 2% vote for the other two, you're just morons. What are you looking most forward to today? The NCAA championship? The opening day of Major League Baseball? Or the first day of Masters Week?
I was going to say, is golf in there?
Those are the three choices. Is this just the biggest no-brainer of all time? If you say anything but the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship, you should be just slapped upside the head. The Masters, what's today? A press conference? I love the Masters. On Wednesday, when we get to the par 3 contest, on Thursday. Not everybody plays baseball today. It's game one. I don't care. I hope that the Royals win their first game. The Cub fans, I hope you win your first game on the streak to 162-0, as I've been told. The Braves have already won their first game. There are 162 or 61, depending if you're playing today or not, more games to go. There's only one national championship game. I don't care if you're a North Carolina fan or a Michigan State fan. If you're a sports fan, what else would you rather? I mean, I don't understand. Well, how am I? Your thoughts?
That's some intern. They said, here, we need a poll. We got to do this in the hub every day. Everybody got a poll question? How about this? Throwing out half of them. They're terrible. Some intern tried to come up with a poll for ESPN. What's going on? Well, there's golf, I think. But there's going to be baseball fans out there you're going to hear from.
No. If you're a baseball fan and opening day in Nebraska, especially since there's nobody to go watch, I mean, it's not like you live in Boston or a lifelong Yankee fan or you cried when the Red Sox won the World Series. Good God. It's what is so great about today? Like some of them said, you go freeze your ass off in a place that probably isn't even fit to play football today to watch a meaningless baseball game. Meaningless. It's game one of 162. Wow. Wow. Anyway.
It is March Madness.
I wanted to get that. April. I wanted to get that off the top. Let us go to the Doug and Daddy bracket here. Did Keith Koppel win this thing before? And was he even on the front page? See, that's what happens when you come in on this day. It's all different from where we were Friday. I had Connecticut and Oklahoma in the final. I was rooting for Connecticut. And if Michigan State can put up 83 on Connecticut, I think we could have a game tonight. I'm on the camp of everybody else. There are way too many intangibles going against North Carolina. They are the best basketball team by far. Everybody would have told you that North Carolina was the best basketball team at the beginning of the tournament if they knew for sure they were going to have Ty Lawson and be very, very healthy. Keith Koppel now leading it. And it's a two-man race. Is that what we got here, Derek?
Looks that way. It's between Keith Koppel and looks like T. Velo, I think is the name.
Who picked Michigan State to win the national championship. Is that the only person on the front page that picked Michigan State?
It looks that way. Yes, it is.
I'm no longer really too far up there. I haven't looked. What are you doing in 277th place, you loser?
Wow. Yeah, I got Memphis down there. Here, you want to look at that? Here, like 720.
I am a little tired, though, hearing how – not that Michigan State isn't a surprise. They're a dang good basketball team. They probably could have very easily been a one seed. It's not like they didn't have a great season and came out and – I mean, it's a surprise they're here, but it's not that big a surprise. It is Michigan State. They've been there a lot recently. Tom Izzo at the helm. Come on, this isn't like Nebraska getting there or some off-the-wall, 13-12 seed getting to the final. I mean, Michigan State is a top five program year in and year out, give or take a year. So I don't know what the big shocker is that they made it to the Final Four and found a way to get to the finals. I mean, come on.
Shocker if Wichita State was there. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Weigh in on whatever you'd want. The national championship, the start of Major League Baseball. We're going to be talking Tri-City Storm hockey and state volleyball. I am shocked that it is moving to Grand Island. I would have been shocked had it moved to Kearney as well. We will talk with some of the folks there, including a member of the NSAA Board of Control, Max Kroger. Sharon Zavala is going to join us here in just a couple of moments, give us her thoughts. We had a chance to talk with Bill Root and Diane Rose from Senior High in Northwest on a Friday and get some of their thoughts. And Seth Blank's going to join us. Todd's been on this as well, as not only has the Storm sold and it's now all official, but right away we're going to have a new coach here with the Tri-City Storm. So give us a call if you've got a thought on that, or we love your emails to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and if you're a Yankee fan, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the paintless dent repair. Stop by and see him for a free estimate on the bricks downtown Kearney. A quick thought. I don't want to get right on this hockey topic right now. Already a lot of rumors. And you guys are going to have to help me out on this. I don't do chat boards at all. Once in a while I'll look, and if we're getting hammered on a chat board, somebody might be able to point me in the right direction just for reference purposes. I don't hang out on chat boards. A lot of good information, especially if you're looking to break a story, could be there. There's a lot of rumors about already who the new hockey coach could be. Todd, you've been following this a little bit. I guess your thoughts. Did Coach Rudrud, was he rightfully let go? I'm going to say Kirk Brooks can do what he wants. He bought the team, and he wants to bring his people in. I don't think Tom had a chance. I don't think he had a chance to be a winner this year. No chance. Now, would he have been a winner next year? I don't know that. Is he a great coach? No, we don't know. He's a great recruiter. He's a great scout. He's a great assistant. He's proven that. But he hasn't had time to take the head coaching reins.
I'm not going to be real popular here, probably. He needed to be let go, new coach or not. And let's face it, I'm friends with Tom and like Tom and think he's a great guy, all the above. But let's face it, if Joel Weans wasn't the owner, if Jeff Cook wasn't, quote, GM of the hockey team, who's friends with Tom Rudrud and they go back, Tom would have been let go in January or earlier, or at some point this season he would have been let go for the performance on the ice. That's reality. Any other coach would have probably let go under different situation.
19-game losing streaks don't cut it. I got
right.
That.
Right, and a lot the general consensus is when you talk to a lot of people that do know hockey in this town and outside of this town, but in hockey circles, Tom's reputation is that he's a very good recruiter and assistant coach, and he's not cut out of the mold to be a head coach. I don't know what that means when people say that, what the mold of a head coach is, how you know that until you get a chance to see it. But the reoccurring theme that comes up when you talk to people within the program, his own players, you know, just hockey people in and outside of the league, the feeling is that Tom Rutterud is a very good recruiter, not cut out to be a head coach in this league. And I think with the new ownership, but this was obvious. He wasn't going to be around. I think it's pretty clear. Feel bad for Tom. He's a great guy. Won't be surprised if he lands somewhere.
East of here? Huh. Really? Omaha, maybe? You think? What are you hearing about a new coach?
Some names being thrown around. I'm not going to be the guy to throw them out. I don't like to grab the stuff off the chat boards because anybody can put anything on those. That's just probably the stringent media guy in me. A couple names being thrown out there that Cook Brooks has ties with from some other leagues, more semi-pro leagues background than junior hockey, where the players are paid probably a little higher level than the Storm, the one particular name that's being thrown around a lot. We'll know by the end of the day. Kirk talked to Kirk on the telephone last night, and as he's told everybody in the media, by the end of the day, within 24 hours, and that was last night, we'll have a new coach in place. I think it's just a formality of getting the league to send out the press release. They like to be the ones that announce it and that kind of thing. So names are starting to fly around out there, but no official announcement yet. So
we will let you know officially when it becomes official, and you can fire us off your Bull or No Bull email of the day, brought to you by Ace Hardware and Toro. And I think that's a great subject. Is the firing of Coach Rutterud justified? Bull or No Bull? Fire off your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're going to talk hockey, and we're going to talk about the NSAA's decision to move the state volleyball tournament, because I think this is huge. If you're not volleyball, let's say it's basketball. If they move that, everybody would be onto it. Volleyball, also big, and I think it is huge for this part of the state. I will say this, two thoughts from me going into this. And again, part of this won't be all that popular. A, I think the attendance can be as good, if not better, in Grand Island. I don't think Lincoln and Omaha attended the state tournament that well. Two, saying that, I have mixed feelings about it moving out of Lincoln. I don't understand the big beef. If you're only playing one match at a time in Pershing, it is, I said this Friday, it is more than good to host state volleyball. Now, basketball, they need a floor. They got more stuff going on, more people. Maybe not. But I think Grand Island can pull this off. But, boy, are they are getting in there. Grand Island's deciding that they're going to be the major player now. In everything. State fair's coming. This is coming. The city's going to have to build quickly. They're going to get the money in line, and there's going to be some people getting a lot of gray hairs. So we'll see what happens. We're going to catch up with Coach Zavala. We're going to talk with Renee Seifert from the Grand Island Visitors and Convention Bureau. We're going to talk with Max Kroger, the NSAA. All that coming up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Oh, God. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
Elks Country Golf in Kearney is open to the public once again. Could the next Tiger Woods be in Kearney, Nebraska? Find out. Send your 7 to 14-year-old golfer to the youth golf lessons beginning June 2nd. Join up now for the most affordable men's leagues in Kearney, Monday and Wednesday nights, which start April 20th. Contact Jason by email at elkslodge984@charter.net or call 308-238-0760. Elks Country Golf, fun for the whole family.
With four sizes of our specialty T-bone steak, all steaks hand-cut fresh right in the steakhouse. Hold the four-pound Texas Challenge with the biggest variety of steaks in the state. And three sizes of prime rib voted the best in Grand Island, where quality, value, and variety is our promise. Great tasting steaks served by friendly people. There's no doubt about it. We are the place for steak. Reminding you to show our military troops your support by wearing red on Fridays.
Steak's done right. Texas T-Bone.
T-Bone.
Here's a look at our forecast overall for much of our Monday, calling for partly to mostly sunny skies. We'll have northwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour and a high temperature rebounding in the mid to upper 30s. For tonight, mostly clear, overnight low near 18 degrees. And then as we go into our Tuesday, mostly sunny and a milder high temperature near 54. Currently 28 degrees.
A little ludicrous. See? Even I'm learning on the show.
Wow.
Folks, we're going to give you a chance to talk and see a little Nebraska baseball. Even though it wasn't a good weekend for the Huskers, like the first sweep ever at home, Haymarket Park, Kansas State did it. Now Nebraska will host Texas Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And tomorrow, they're going to be taking on Creighton. And we're going to give you a chance to win four club-level seats to the Nebraska-Creighton game, which is tomorrow night in Lincoln, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So be listening for that. We anticipate tomorrow being joined by Texas baseball coach Augie Garrido. The Hall of Famer is expected to join us on the program tomorrow. We're also going to preview the Royals season on Wednesday. We've lined up, although they haven't told me exactly if it's going to be Denny or Fred or Ryan Lefevre. We're going to be talking with one of the guys on Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, tonight, the NCAA Basketball Championship. Why not watch it with your friends at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney or Grand Island? Come in early and enjoy their great food and drink specials. Maybe catch a game of Keno, and it'll take care of your entire night if you have the right numbers, of course. And that's what Todd Gatula does. He just dominates at Keno. You can catch all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop, whether it's baseball tonight, whether it's the NCAA tournament, and, of course, the women's championship game tomorrow. Come into the Coop. Check out their Major League Baseball package. They've got all the games all season long. And while you're there, grab one of the Coop's great burgers, 7-ounce ground chuck onion seasoned patties topped with lettuce, tomato, and pickle on a toasted Kaiser bun. Of course, fries, potato salad, coleslaw, pasta, or baked beans. The Coop features the mushroom burger, patty melt, Totally Jack burger, the bacon burger, all the great food you love, from burgers to pizza to wings. It's all there for you at the Chicken Coop while you're watching the national championship in Major League Baseball tonight. Doug and Daddy's show, Todd Gatula pinch hitting for Daddy, who's on vacation this week. And the big news that came out of Lincoln on Friday was that the Nebraska School Activities Association Board of Control finally took the leap, and it was a vote of 4-2 this time, so it wasn't unanimous. But by a vote of 4-2, Grand Island wins the state volleyball championships for 2010 and 11. And, of course, some of the opening day games will be in Hastings, and we are pleased to be joined by one of the head volleyball coaches from the third city of Grand Island, from Central Catholic, Sharon Zavala. And Coach, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for giving us some time. How'd the track meet go Friday?
It was busy. It was buzzing around here.
Well, I assume when the word came down, it went through like wildfire into that wind on Friday. With talking with Coach Root and talking with Coach Rose on Friday, I think everybody is happy. But I still think even the folks on the committee and the folks in Grand Island are surprised. What was your first reaction when you heard?
I was shocked. I was very, very surprised. I was working the track meet, and our superintendent came in and told me that we got it and then said I was supposed to call the Lincoln Journal Star. So, yeah, news reporters really got on it.
Sharon, why do you think they moved the volleyball to Grand Island? My feeling is there has finally been so much complaining about not moving something out here, A, and B, Pershing Auditorium. Does it come down to that simple fact that Grand Island happened to also be in the right place at the right time?
Well, we have great facility here. You know, we did get the state fair, and also we put together a package for the third time. People worked really hard on this, and money talks, and the revenue was going to be better, what we were going to give the NSAA, than what Lincoln. So we just upped the package.
Sharon, Todd Gatula here. Would you talk about the attendance expectations a little bit? And one question is, are there attendance, I guess, guarantees or money tied into any kind of attendance guarantee that goes into the bid? And maybe just expand on how that works a little bit.
You know, I'm not sure exactly how it works, but I know that we promised so much money. We just promised them right up front. that they would make this amount of money.
Do you? How do you feel attendance? I guess specifically the Class A schools back in the eastern part of the state. How do you think their fan bases will respond? Do you believe they'll be willing? A lot of the debate has been whether or not they'll drive out to support their teams.
You know, we may lose some of the Omaha attendance, but we should pick up a lot in the area. So, you know, it's hard to say. I tell you what, I guarantee you, though, if they have a relative or a kid playing at the state volleyball tournament and it's in Grand Island, they're going to be driving.
Sure.
They're going to be coming. So, I guess time will tell. We'll just have to find out.
Sharon Zavala, the head volleyball coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking about the move to Grand Island. Coach, was there a home court advantage for Lincoln Schools? Obviously, with Pius there, I think that's notable. And do you think Lincoln had a home court advantage? And will Grand Island, should you guys make it to the state tournament, will you have an advantage?
Well, I can't say it's a home court advantage because you're never really playing on your home court, but there is definitely a community advantage to having it here in your own town. I think, for one thing, it's a lot less pressure on the coach to have to figure out travel arrangements, food arrangements, and you can focus on your next opponent. And I just think the kids and the support that the community gives you is just such a big plus.
Will it take away from the allure? I keep going with the state capital factor. I think, as I talked with Coach Root Friday, and I think we were on the same page, the kids and the way 25 years ago was a big deal to go to Lincoln and see the state capital and do all the things you do in Lincoln. I don't think that's such a big deal anymore. Will the kids miss going to Lincoln?
Oh, I'm sure they will. What kid doesn't want to go stay overnight with their friends? They all do. But on the other hand, I think our kids have also they're well traveled, so it isn't as big a deal as what we think.
Well, Sharon, I know you got to get back to class there. We appreciate it. I know there's still a lot of hard work for the coaches and the city of Grand Island and the council, who's done such a great job. We look forward to seeing you, and it's always fun talking volleyball out of season.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Sharon. Uh-huh. Sharon Zavala, head volleyball coach, Hall of Famer in her own right, from Grand Island Central Catholic. There's still a lot of work to do. From everybody I've talked to so far, I'm getting the same sense. That surprise, a lot of work to do, and we don't know what to expect. I think that's the big thing. We don't know what's going to happen in 2010, which a year and a half away, by the way.
Hey, Grand Island, they'll step up and do a good job with it. I'm sure it'll be a learning process. But to me, the bottom line here, wake up call for Lincoln.
Well,
if you think people,
so.
If
we
Lincoln thinks,
that, yeah.
if I'm going a different direction here, maybe, and you steer me back, but if Lincoln thinks that people aren't fed up with the way they treat people, and I'm not talking NSAA, but they've got a public relations problem, so, and it's more than just Pershing being a dump.
You mean the guys that stand outside of Pershing and yell at you?
Yeah, I mean, it's closing. Let's just go back to state basketball recently, a couple weeks back, closing all the downtown parking garages to state tournament people going to Pershing. You drive up, and the parking garages obviously has vacancies in it, spots in it, and the guy walks up and turns you the other way and says, "This is closed to state tournament fans for our downtown workers." That's great if you're a downtown worker in Lincoln and you park there every day, and it sure is a nice gesture for those parking garages to, you know, allow you to park in this facility you're used to. On the other hand, how does that look to the thousands of people coming into your community when you have signs up that say parking garages not open, you know, to basketball fans? You know, we can walk 6 blocks or 8 blocks or however far you need to walk. But just little things like that stack up. Lincoln doesn't appreciate the event it has. And that's the bottom line. And they can argue it all they want, say all the politically correct things at the meetings about how we're doing our best, hand out your fancy little maps at each site by the Visitors Bureau and shake your hand. And all that feels good and is great. The bottom line is how you treat people and your business community and organizations treat people. If it's only one or two groups that are out there promoting the event, and you can't get the rest of the community to buy into it, you don't deserve to have it. And Lincoln has had time after time after time its chance to prove itself, and every year it gets a little worse. And I think people are just fed up and are starting to recognize it. And this is a wake-up call. It doesn't mean Lincoln won't get it back. I think it's a great wake-up call for them that, hey, the NSA is willing to move it out if you're not willing to embrace it.
I think the grumblings have reached a pitch. And I think also turnover in the Board of Control, I can't remember that so much turnover over the last 10 years. There was a long time that was like getting into the Senate. Once you were there, you were there until you retired. And we are pleased to welcome from the great city of Ord, Nebraska, one of the six members of the Board of Control, Superintendent Max Kroeger. Max, thanks, and welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Todd Gatula from the Kearney Hub, a pinch hitting for Big Daddy on the show today. But Max, one of the quotes in the stories that hit the papers and the online editions first thing Friday is from you, and your quote is, maybe if we give it to Grand Island or Kearney, it will get Lincoln's attention to get the arena done. And that's speaking of a new facility in Lincoln. When it comes down to brass tacks, was that the number one concern for you?
No. That was comment was made on Friday, the day before, to the partly in jest and partly I believe that it would be great if they could get the arena done for high school, college sports in Lincoln. But it was the factors involved in moving it had almost entirely to do with the proposals made by Lincoln, Kearney, and Grand Island. And Grand Island's was great. There was about $40,000 difference between Lincoln's proposal and Grand Island's.
Now, Max represents Area 4, which is the same area that all of the Grand Island schools are in. So, obviously, you had a little bit more at stake there with your vote. 4-2 was the vote. Were there other, I guess, can you take us behind the scenes a little bit? What did it finally come to, maybe besides money? Because that's a big move, pulling the trigger and saying, you know what, we are going to move it.
Well, it was probably a little easier for me since Grand Island and Kearney were both in my district. But the ones that voted against moving it weren't against Grand Island or any proposal they had. It was mainly a factor of location and tradition. It's hard to move it out of Lincoln. When you think of state tournament, you normally think of Lincoln. And so it's difficult. There's some fear that the tennis may not be as good out here. I'm hoping that we can prove to them it'll be better. But we'll see how we can do.
What's going to be the biggest challenge for Grand Island hosting this that maybe a challenge or something that Lincoln didn't face that Grand Island will?
I think just overcoming the tradition and then getting the fans to come out of Lincoln and Omaha to come to the game, I think it's great for Grand Island. I think it'll bring a lot of people into town. I think it's just getting over that hump that has been in Lincoln for so many years, and Grand Island just has to show that they can do the job. Lincoln did a tremendous job of hosting the events. It wasn't that. It was mainly a fact that we've liked to move things around the state a little bit. We moved the softball out to Hastings, and it felt like that was that's an awesome facility, and we were really pleased with getting the opportunity to move it out to Hastings. Of course, we moved golf and other activities. Speech is going to be in Kearney again and around the state a little bit.
In mentioning that, are we maybe past the days where everything's in Lincoln or Omaha? As you just stated a few, state wrestling here's recently moved to Omaha. You mentioned the softball and golf and some others. Are we to the point where the NSAA and just the state in general, school districts are a little more apt to understand that, hey, maybe this is the future where we're going to move state tournaments around to different communities, 2-3 year contracts, whatever the amount may be. Is that a trend maybe we're moving towards compared to 10, 15, 20 years ago when it was always going to be in Lincoln or Omaha?
Obviously, because we've moved them around, it is. There are certain events like wrestling, really Omaha and Lincoln are the ones that could really handle it facilities-wise. State basketball, same thing. we don't have big enough facilities out in state Nebraska to handle basketball state tournament. But where it's feasible, I think we're certainly willing to take a look at anybody's proposal and see if we can move them around a little bit.
Max Kroeger, NSAA Board of Control, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Was there any concern about Grand Island's bid, including Hastings, basically splitting it between two towns? Was that any concern at all, Max?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a concern. But, you know, in the past we moved, we had went out to Waverly for volleyball and didn't cause any big problems. It's just the first day that we'll be in Hastings. And, the concern is moving it, you know, people moving, having to move between the two towns. But the facilities in Hastings are great, and I think they'll enjoy it. It's not that long a trip. In fact, you can go from Hastings to Grand Island about as quick as you could go across Lincoln.
Hey, by the way, that's something I still haven't been reimbursed for, that ticket I got for going to Waverly out of Lincoln. I just want you to know that, Max. Hey, Max.
I'm sure the radio station will take care of you.
They say, go ahead. We'll take Max. One other thing, I don't want to overlook this because being here in the Tri-Cities, this will affect some of the schools as well. It wasn't just volleyball that you guys moved. You've also decided, hey, tennis, you're going to be in Omaha too now. Was that a big? That probably wasn't as big a deal as the volleyball, was it?
Well, it's always a big deal when you move something, and we just felt like that if we put them together, we could make it a bigger, better show. We like to have especially the finals, but the state tournaments in close proximity, so that. The crowds can enjoy different classes and see the whole thing, and the kids can watch different levels, different classes, and see the exciting matches that they could see if it's all in one spot. We think if we move the tennis to Omaha, both classes to Omaha, that we could make a better, bigger ceremony to award the kids that win, both the team championship and individual.
Well, Max, we'll let you get back to work. I sure appreciate you giving us a few minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show and letting the folks know more about the move for the state volleyball tournament out to Grand Island. Keep those Chanticleers in line, okay?
I sure try. I certainly congratulate Grand Island on getting the state volleyball tournament.
Thanks, Max. Take care.
Bye.
Max Kroeger from the NSAA Board of Control. He is a superintendent at Ord on the board, talking about the move. I've got some breaking news coming your way out of Lincoln. We will continue our talk on state volleyball, the changes with the Tri-City Storm, and a new coach coming aboard, which we expect to know who that is by the end of the day. All that and a chance for you to win some Creighton, Nebraska baseball tickets. Can we do it all before the top of the hour? Probably not, but we'll try it back after this.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Danny Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Here's a look at our forecast overall for much of our Monday, calling for partly to mostly sunny skies. We'll have northwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour and a high temperature rebounding in the mid to upper 30s. For tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low near 18 degrees. And then as we go into our Tuesday, mostly sunny and a milder high temperature near 54. Currently 28 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Boy, that was a big storm this weekend. I scooped all day yesterday.
Break.
Scooped all day. Hey, don't forget, folks, Misco Sports, they know summer is coming, and it's time to get ready for baseball and softball. Whether it's T-ball, whether it's little kids, whether it's the big boys, whether you're a travel baseball team, maybe you're a Kearney Colonel. Hey, maybe you need a little bat. You know, they had a big fundraiser. Now let's go spend some of that money at Misco Sports. 10% off all ball gloves, bat bags, T-ball, little league, senior league, doesn't matter. How about your travel team? They've got it for you. Catcher's equipment, balls, baseball, softballs, batting helmets, hitting nets, and training supplies. You want to get better? They can help you at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. And if you're the boy in blue or whatever it is the hell they wear now, I don't know, blue, gray, red, it's like going to church. You never know what he's going to be wearing that day. Is it red week? Is it purple week? Is it green week? Umpire apparel and protective equipment there for you as well at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center.
We have some good shoe deals down there right now.
Man. Oh, baby. I'm here to tell you.
The service is a little better with Steve, but, you know.
Which one? Let's go to the breaking news here. I didn't even want to get the breaking news music up because it's the show here. Larry the Cable Guy going to perform at Memorial Stadium on July 4th as a thank you to Husker fans. This just being released from the University of Nebraska. There was a rumor about this about 3 weeks to a month ago, and everybody said, well, we don't know anything about it. And now Larry the Cable Guy says, let's get it done. Oh, wait a minute. Get her done. University of Nebraska Athletic Department, I know it's sad, sorry, worked with city officials, UNL administrators, blah, blah, blah. It'll present the Uncle Sam Jam with fireworks set to live music by Lincoln Symphony Friday, July 3rd, and then the football stadium and field not generally used for non-athletic events, and this definitely would be that. They are sponsoring the show as a way for Larry the Cable Guy and athletics to thank Husker fans for their support. $4 ticket price. $2 handling charge per ticket. The event is priced at a break-even level for Larry the Cable Guy and Nebraska Athletics, according to Athletic Director Tom Osborne.
That just shows you how much everything else is marked up.
This will take place Saturday evening, July 4th at 7:30. Gates will open at 6. They're going to put about 50,000 tickets up for sale with about 10,000 chairs set up on the field. All seats will be reserved. After football season, ticket holders have first opportunity. Oh, yay. Is that a thank you to Nebraska fans? Okay, I thought so. But that's probably good, too. Tickets will be available after the 9th. It'll be open to the general public April 10th and be sold through the Nebraska Athletic Ticket Office. So that's what we've got going on for Larry the Cable Guy. That could be quite a scene, by the way, Todd, at Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, that'd be kind of a cool show. Unfortunately, we don't get to go, but season ticket holders, but like everything else, you know, how that relates to football, I have no idea. Well, anyway, just a pet peeve of mine that, you know, whenever. But, yeah, that'll be a cool event.
You hate the Huskers.
I don't hate the Huskers.
You hate the Huskers. You are sitting in Daddy's chair, and you have taken on his persona.
See, I can't call in during the year, so I just do it all in one shot the few times I'm on.
Todd Gatula from the Kearney Hub joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Renee Seifert is going to join us as soon as she can, finishing up a meeting there in Grand Island. Seth Blank is going to join us from the Kearney Hub, so stay with us for that. We're going to talk a little hockey as well. So Seth going to give us a buzz, or we're going to give Seth a buzz and talk with him here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget to fire off your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Royals game today has been postponed. The Royals have announced their 25-man roster, so you can go to their website and find out more about that because I'm not going to read off 25 people. Jeff Gordon won the race yesterday where they have motors and cars and go left. He snaps a 48-race winless streak. I'm sure that helps out my team in Fantasy NASCAR, brought to you by Fanatics. So go out and check those things out. In fact, the mailman who fell off the front page of the leaderboard, I think, has teamed us up. Mailman, you got to let me know how our team's doing at least, because I'm really concerned. Really. I really am. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. The Huskers have picked up their second oral commitment for the class of 2010. Of course, the first is Andrew Rodriguez out of Aurora. This is Antario Sloan, 5'9", 165 pounds, corner. He comes out of West Helena, Arkansas. He was considering Kentucky or Texas A&M, said Nebraska wasn't even on the map, and then made a visit and said it just blew him away, and so he is on his way to the University of Nebraska. Everything Saturday got called off for Hastings College and UNK. UNK, they gave fourth-ranked team in the country, Mesa State, a heck of a battle on Friday, but dropped both games of a doubleheader, the first in 10 innings, the second 6-4. So that's where UNK sits in the baseball. Hastings dropped a pair of games to Nebraska Wesleyan. They got to quit losing 1-0. That's not fun for anybody. The softball team split with Northwestern College. Everything else was postponed. And here's one I pull off the Lincoln Journal Star. We talked so much about Paul Donahoe, the wrestler. Well, of course, remember Kenny Jordan was the other wrestler that was kicked off the team for the nude photos that they made money off, supposedly. Well, now Jordan is not in good shape. He was seriously injured last month in a fall from a second-story balcony in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, playing beer pong. Yeah. Yeah. Jordan and at least two other members of the Purdue wrestling team were playing a drinking game called beer pong. One witness said Jordan tried to jump over the railing from the second floor, then tried to catch himself, but Jordan fell to the pool deck below and sustained serious injuries. Flown by helicopter to New Hanover Regional Medical Center in North Carolina. Police cited two other wrestlers for transferring alcohol to a minor, and of course the one that was not old enough for being a minor in possession. Both men listed has the same address as Kenny Jordan. So,
wow.
That's a little too much spring break, evidently, yeah. Right there.
Wife just played golf in Myrtle Beach a week ago. Believe that.
Our next guest probably has professional at beer pong, Seth Blank from the Kearney Hub. How's it going, Seth?
Get her done, Doug.
Zoe kicks your ass at beer pong, doesn't she?
You know, I have yet to play beer pong. I'm getting old, I guess. Is that what that means?
Well, or we're getting wiser. I don't know which one it is. But
I would like to play it with you sometime. That would be fun.
Ping pong.
Short game, brother. We bring Seth in and Todd Gatula both as he's co-hosting today in for Big Daddy because the other big story besides state volleyball coming to Grand Island locally is all the changes going on with the Tri-City Storm. Now, we've known forever about the sale of the Tri-City Storm, which became official and complete on Friday. But at that time, what we didn't know was that Tom Redrud was going to be let go as the coach. And I guess, Seth, following the hockey team as you do day in and day out, your thoughts about Coach Redrud leaving, and there's already a lot of thoughts about who's coming in.
Well, Doug, the writing was on the wall. Suffice to say, you can't go 11-48-1 and expect to come back no matter what conditions you took the job under. Another thing that Tom had going against him was the new ownership. A lot of times in hockey circles, when a new owner comes in, he already wants to bring in his people. And, you know, I talked to Tom on Friday after the press conference, and we kind of had a little discussion, and I guess at that time I didn't know yet that he had been let go of, I guess. And Saturday, after the game, I went down and talked to him. You know, my question was, what's next for you? And the words out of his mouth were, look for another job. And so I talked to Kirk Brooks yesterday here in the office, and Kirk said that Tom would not be back as a head coach, but could be back as an assistant or, you know, in a different capacity as far as the team goes. However, I think he was just trying to be politically correct. I doubt you're going to see Tom back with the Storm at all next year. I'm sure he's willing to go out and try to find another head coaching job if he can find one.
Seth, overall, what was the problem with the team this year? I mean, you saw more games than probably anybody else. There's injuries. There's the mess that Tom was thrown into. Some people blame ownership for not being concerned with the actual hockey team. If you pick one thing, what do you pick?
Well, yeah, like you said, it is a mix of about everything, but it all starts with defense. First game of the year, they lose their only defenseman, Danny Heath, who had experience in the USHL, and it was a green-blue line, and the defense struggled all year long, as you could tell by the goals that were given up. You know, they lose to Sioux City 12-4, and they're giving up 8-goal nights, 7 goals. It was just kind of a common theme this year. But, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Tom's out there. He is a defensive coach. Obviously, he knows how to coach defensemen. You saw that when he was served as an assistant under Bliss Littler when he coached the defense. They had excellent defensive teams then. It's just hard. I mean, that's like having a bunch of freshmen come out and try to play varsity basketball. It just doesn't always work. And it starts with defense. It also started last offseason. Tom wasn't named head coach till mid-July, roughly a little over a month before the season starts. You know, Joel Weens, the owner, he was looking to sell the team and or arena, I think ever since he had bought it is what I've been told. And he started cutting back this year. Tom was the head guy, and Joel Weens limited his budget. And I guess you get what you pay for. Tough situation for Tom, unfortunately. I like the guy. Unfortunately, he's not going to be back this year. I guess hopefully he can find a new job in the league somewhere.
Seth, in looking ahead, I know some comments have been made about there's no time left to find good players. All the good hockey's been played, and that's pretty much coming from Redrud. But I maybe disagree with that a little bit. I just want to get your take on, is there time to bring in good players? And I know Kirk Brooks mentioned that he's had scouts out looking. And I guess what do you see happening with in terms of bringing guys back and bringing in new kids? What can we expect in year one once the draft rolls around in terms of talent?
It's tough, Todd. A lot of USHL organizations, they're out recruiting as the season goes. You know, they're building their scouting reports, their draft lists. I don't know if you've ever been to the Storm office when they're doing the draft. I mean, they have hundreds upon hundreds of names of kids who they're interested in. And when you go an entire season without hitting the recruiting trail, I don't see how you can make that up in a month. USHL draft's right around the corner, May 13th, I believe. And I think it's going to be hard to find, I guess, the top talented players. But one thing that the Storm may have in their favor is whoever this new coach is going to be, he may have connections where he can find good players, or he may know, you know, of some players that he could talk to and convince them to come here. That's one thing that the Storm has working in their favor. So as far as what kind of talent we're going to get, I'm not a hockey coach. I couldn't tell you. All I know is time's running out, and hopefully the new coach has his draft list ready, because they're going to have to put together a team in a hurry.
Seth, you can throw a no-comment pie right in my face here if you want, but this is why we have Sports Talk Radio. The name that's being thrown around out there is Drew Schoenick, as possibly one of the two guys that they're really looking at. Do you know, or have you been able to find out anything about him?
Well, I just did some internet search on a few names, you know, a few coaches that I've heard. That's about all I can tell you about him. He coached as an assistant with the Las Vegas Wranglers in the ECHL, and then recently he was with the Prince George Cougars, I believe, in the Western Hockey League. He was fired, however, in December after the team got off to a slow start. So Drew Schoenick, yeah, he's out there. I mean, but there are a lot of hockey coaches out there. I guess I can't confirm whether it's him or some other people I have in mind, but that's what I can tell you about Drew. He has head coaching experience. That's about it as far as the depth of my knowledge.
All right, buddy. We got to move on up against a break. I appreciate you giving us a couple of minutes here to talk Storm hockey, and probably see you real soon.
Yeah, we'll see you, Doug.
Thanks, Seth. Seth Blank from the Kearney Hub, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Todd Gatula, a pinch hitting for Big Daddy. We will follow that story for you as well. Right now, though, I want to give you a chance to win 4 Nebraska Creighton club-level baseball tickets for tomorrow's 6:05 contest. It's supposed to be pretty decent tomorrow night. So a chance to use 4 club-level Creighton Nebraska baseball tickets brought to you by Broadfoot Sand and Gravel. 1-888-455-ESPN. Here's the trivia question, because we love Grand Island. Cash Kelkowski was drafted by which major league team? Cash Kelkowski, who is a pitcher for the Huskers from Grand Island, was drafted by which major league team? 1-888-455-ESPN. The first correct caller gets the 4
club-level tickets to Nebraska-Creighton for tomorrow night. Back after this.
Exceptional. Distinctive. Extraordinary.
Big. Why, they're huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Danny Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Elks Country Golf in Kearney is open to the public once again. Could the next Tiger Woods be in Kearney, Nebraska? Find out. Send your 7 to 14-year-old golfer to the youth golf lessons beginning June 2nd. Join up now for the most affordable men's leagues in Kearney, Monday and Wednesday nights, which start April 20th. Contact Jason by email at elkslodge984@charter.net or call 308-238-0760. Elks Country Golf, fun for the whole family.
Have an itch that needs to be scratched? Well, here's where you get relief. Eagle Crest Homes, West Highway 30 in Grand Island. You decided against that Honolulu or Paris vacation this year, huh? Well, then take several small vacations to state or national parks in your new camper from Eagle Crest. Fifth wheels to fold downs, Eagle Crest has them all and more, like new Nebraska Strong custom-built Bonavilla homes starting as low as $84.9. So scratch your camper or your new home itch at Eagle Crest, West Highway 30 in Grand Island. Eagle Crest Homes, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Here's a look at our forecast. Overall for much of our Monday, calling for partly to mostly sunny skies. We'll have northwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour and a high temperature rebounding in the mid to upper 30s. For tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low near 18 degrees. And then as we go into our Tuesday, mostly sunny and a milder high temperature near 54. Currently 28 degrees.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Who's the winner of our Nebraska-Creighton tickets there, Derek?
Zach from Kearney. He's the winner. He knew Tampa Bay is who drafted Cash Kalkowski.
And we are glad to have him stay with the Huskers and hopefully gets drafted again after his junior year so that he can move on and continue his career. Renee Seifert is going to join us here in just a moment from the Grand Island Convention and Visitors Bureau, Hall County Convention and Visitors Bureau. So stay with us for that coming up here in just a second. But Todd Gatula pinch hitting today. I think we've covered all the other stuff. While we get hooked up with Renee, North Carolina, Michigan State, who you got?
Picked North Carolina. Won't be surprised at all. And I got this eerie feeling Michigan State's going to get them. They're not the better team, but everything's lining up in their favor. There's a couple keys to that game. Maybe not your normal keys, without getting all X and O's on everybody.
Thank God. And
this has been repeated time and time again, but really holds true. If Michigan State can rebound and get out and run and selectively run, because you don't want to get into fast-paced tempo, but if they can control the boards, that is a big, big key that I think people overlook in shooting and
North
turnovers,
Carolina
everything
is
else.
Huge on offensive putbacks in the games that I've watched. They find a way. Not always, even Hansbrough doesn't always take the greatest shot, but he seems to be able to miss, get his own rebound, and put it back up and in.
People always underestimate rebounding just for rebounding and what it is. They don't understand how much that means of being able to get out, get in your transition game, and score those kind of points, and that's going to be big for Michigan State.
She started, I think she single-handedly built the Heartland Event Center. Renee Seifert from the Hall County Convention and Visitors Bureau joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, Renee, you guys, and when I say you guys, the committee, the board, the sports council, it was great to see Brian Gallagher's smiling face on all the TV interviews over the weekend. You've had a couple days to kind of take it all in now. How big is this that the city of Grand Island landed state volleyball Friday?
Well, you know, from our perspective, of course, it is a championship that this was our third bid to be able to host this championship, and in all three bids, we have partnered with the community of Hastings and their facilities down there to offer what we felt were were quality venues that could be utilized for this caliber of state championship. So big for Central Nebraska. I think the economic impact is going to be felt all over our area. So it's not just the city of Hastings, but it is those communities that surround us, as well as the city of Grand Island, but the city of Hastings, as well as those communities that surround us.
Renee, when we spoke Friday, and we did have Max Kroger from the Board of Control from Ord on the program earlier,
mm-hmm.
the first thing that he said was that if you're not even looking at what city was on the bid, you guys financially had the best bid. Is that the major difference from your previous bids that were not accepted or did not win the state tournament?
No, actually, it is very similar in nature to the second bid that we placed. You know, in regards to there basically being a zero facility cost for the state championships, as well as covering the cost of lodging and mileage and per diem for their officials and all of those costs that they have relative to running the championship. This year, we sweetened the deal a little bit with a financial contribution that would help, we felt, offset if they were concerned about the number of people that are paid admissions to the championship, that would help to offset that particular cost if they, in fact, did not reach their goal. And we feel very strongly, though, that we're still going to draw the same number of people, you know, for the championship. So it was just a little added financial incentive bring it here.
When it comes to the attendance, by the way, the $6, if it's out of Omaha's pocket or if it's out of the pocket of somebody from Thedford, it's still $6, although I kind of like that Omaha money out here. Hey, Renee, is there any concern because almost all the facilities are either new or upgraded, like Central Catholic's gym is new here? I remember going to Waverly, very full gymnasium. Is there any concern that any of the venues are going to be really tight when we get to volleyball, when we get to the actual playing?
Well, that was part of when we first initially took a look at bidding state volleyball was whether or not, that was a big consideration, whether or not the venues that we actually had would meet the criteria as set forth by NSAA relative to seating capacity. And so when we took a look at the venues and we knew how many people they would anticipate for the different classes, we actually recommended various facilities based on their seating capacity. So do I think that there's going to be a challenge? There may be, but I really don't expect that's going to be an issue.
Renee, I got 1 minute left here. Mm-hmm. What, with State Fair coming and volleyball coming, what now do you guys point at? You've got what you wanted. What now happens with the city of Grand Island to get ready for these events?
Well, first of all, it's pulling all the resources that we have together, the volunteers. Our emphasis is going to be on providing the best possible championship experience that we can provide, you know, what the expectations are for the kids that are going to be involved. And so we want to make sure that we are ready for them and that this experience is the best experience.
Renee, congratulations to all the folks that
worked on
all this. I appreciate you giving us a couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll talk to you again.
Okay, very good. Thanks a lot.
You bet. From the Hall County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Renee Seifert, the chairwoman, president, the czar, that is thereof. Of the Bureau. We are over time. We got to get out of here. We want to thank all the folks, including Renee, Max Kroger from Ord and the NSAA Board of Control, Sharon Zavala, head volleyball coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, Seth Blank from the Kearney Hub, and again, Todd Gatula for co-hosting.
Go Heels.
I'm going to pick North Carolina. I don't even really emotionally, I'm not even emotionally pulling for Michigan State, but there seems like way too many intangibles. I know there's two people, Kopfel
and the guy's name that starts with a V, pulling for two different winners to try and be a champion here in the Doug and Daddy bracket. Derek, who you got tonight?
You know what? I'm going to take the upset. I got Michigan State. I like Kalen Lucas leading that team. So
Michael Jordan, David Robinson, John Stockton, Jerry Sloan, and Rutgers women's coach C. Vivian Stringer into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Tomorrow, Texas coach Augie Garrido is going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.